This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, he just had a big day.
Homer in three straight games.
And for him to be able to put up those kind of numbers, obviously, best player in the game, if not arguably one of the best players in the game. He's fun to watch.
He's one of the best
players. Whether he's pitching or whether he's hitting or not. And then
hasn't pitched for the Dodgers yet, though, because of the arm injury.
When we do see him, he is a reason to go to the ballpark.
Without question.
And so,
even if he's just swinging the bat, Andy.
Yeah, and it was kind of it's about respecting the other team, too. Like, I sit here and I'm like, well, I just care about the Guardians for the most part, and that's true. But when you see great players come into your place, it's not that you have to bow down to them, but you have to respect and to see what he did. And I thought the fans did that too. There were a lot of Dodgers fans at the ballpark the last couple nights, but it spurned inspiration for you to make us think about other players in this game.
Well, I thought about Ohtani, and I thought, you know, think of, you know, he's from Japan. No big shock there. Mm-hmm. But think of great major league players from Japan. And it's a pretty short list. And I started thinking about foreign MLB players. And I do some of these stupid things to amuse myself while I'm sitting there watching a game. So I did this. And I thought, who are the best foreign players who have ever played? And I thought it'd be really easy to put together a team of best foreign players if you included the key countries that churn out great major league talent. And so going by information that I found, the five countries that produce the most major league talent, from one through five. The United States is number one.
Sure.
Number two is the Dominican Republic. Okay. Number three, even though it's not a separate country, it's Puerto Rico. Number four, Cuba. And number five, Venezuela. So I thought it would be really easy to put together a team of great Dominican players. Mm-hmm. You know, if you include those five countries, that's pretty easy. So I thought, how about the more obscure countries for producing major league talent? Or at least not the top four or five. So that's what I did. And it turned into kind of a fun thing for a baseball dork like me.
All right, so hit me up. Let's
At first base, and some of these names aren't gonna float your boat, but and you might come up with guys otherwise who might be better. This is what I came up with.
This sounds like a list, though. It does. It really feels
But see, every time you want to call it a list because you want to play a little fun music behind
it. Of course, that's exactly why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes it more
entertaining.
Just a conversation.
Well, I'm actually thinking about the people listening. So, you know how when you call somewhere and they put you on hold and they don't play any music, it feels like it's forever.
And so are you going to say the work that I put in is going to sound like forever on the air?
No, I'm just saying
that. Is that what you're telling me?
People can't
appreciate. I sit home and I work hard to do things for the show, and you're saying it's going to sound like it's forever?
No, that's not true. What I'm saying is if people can't appreciate your hard work, they can get through this a lot faster with a little music underneath it. That's all. And shame on you for not appreciating his hard work.
Yeah. At first base, we're going north of the border.
Okay.
I couldn't separate him from Canada. Justin Morneau and or Joey Votto.
Fair enough.
Pretty good first baseman, right?
Yep.
At second base.
Oh.
That's football music.
It's good enough.
At second base, from Panama.
Panama.
Former Indians employee, Rod Carew.
I don't remember him being an employee.
I'll tell you a story if you want.
Good.
After we get done with this.
Okay.
At shortstop, the guy that everybody in Cleveland still hates, from Colombia, Edgar Renteria. Thanks, Edgar. Appreciate that. Here's where it gets dicey. From the Bahamas. And he's played there a little bit, so I needed one. At third base, Jazz Chisholm. From the Bahamas.
from the Bahamas.
See, when you rule out the U.S., the Dominican, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Venezuela, the pickings get slim.
Anybody from Aruba?
A catcher from Brazil. Yan Gomes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yan Gomes. And this is all time. I was looking like crazy. In the outfield, I came up with four guys. Okay? And I did check some other things and had a little bit of help. The best, I think, foreign outfielder of all time, not including the countries that produce a lot of talent, Ichiro Suzuki.
Yes.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Also, from Canada, Larry Walker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know. Does Canada count here? I find it hard.
I left out all but the top. I left out the top four, Andy. Let me have a country. Okay? Can I have a country?
I would like Russia. Can you give me a great Russian baseball player?
No. I think there actually is a guy who was born in Russia who played in the majors. Hmm. But he came over here as a kid. From Curacao, Andrew Jones.
They spell Andrew funny there.
Yeah, with a U instead of an E.
Mm-hmm.
And from South Korea, Shin Soo Chu.
Oh.
So we went with four outfielders. Andrew Jones, Ichiro, Larry Walker, and Shin Soo Chu. Our DH is Shohei Ohtani. There's no question about that. And then pitching-wise, was interesting. I mean, you don't think of some of these guys, you know, as for instance, Burt Blyleven, born in the Netherlands, came over here as a kid. But he went to high school in the U.S. But everybody always said, you know, the Dutchman, Burt Blyleven, mm-hmm. Netherlands. Mm-hmm. So he's on this list. Ferguson Jenkins is from Canada. Fergie was really good. From Nicaragua, El Presidente, Dennis Martinez.
Ah.
And from Mexico, the 12th of 12 children in his family, Fernando Valenzuela. And your closer, none other than from Panama, Mariano Rivera.
It's a pretty good team.
It's not a bad team. Yeah, it's not a bad team. But it's interesting, Andy. If you take out, you know, like the Dominican just churns out so much talent. And I saw a bunch of different things about, you know, the number of players that have been churned out and everything else. This one article here, it goes back like 2 years. But they had 18,900 players from the United States who made the major leagues. Okay, 18,000. Next highest in productivity was the Dominican with 895. So a huge drop off in numbers.
Hmm.
And, you know, there are just a lot of different guys that, and it just kept dropping and dropping. The numbers, 387 Cuban players. 302 players from Puerto Rico, which sounded really light to me.
Mm-hmm.
302. Canada had 263. Mexico had only 145 guys born in Mexico who have played in the major leagues. Panama had only 78.
I got five Russians, if you want.
See, there are Russians who actually, guys who were
born in
Russia.
The problem is that you're looking at since 19, four of them played prior to 1932.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Victor Cole was the... He was born in Leningrad.
See, there you go.
1960.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, look, how much smarter are you,
El Presidente,
about baseball after listening to this show?
Dennis Martinez, one of only 15 players from Nicaragua.
And if you hate what he's talking to, the music made this segment go way faster.
Seven Frenchmen, seven Italians, six guys from Aruba, Xander Bogaerts, who didn't make the team.
Didn't make, that's true. So I'll give you the Russian guys if you want them real quick.
I don't really care.
Eddie Ainsmith, born in 1890.
Wouldn't you rather have the story about Rod Carew?
Yeah, I'll give you the 2 minutes for the Rod Carew story. Yes.
Rod Carew was a special consultant to the Indians. I think that was his title.
Yeah.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s. And they drafted a young kid, signed him from Washington Heights in New York.
His name is Manny Ramirez. Yes. And because of Rod Carew?
No.
Oh.
And Rod Carew, as a special consultant, was kind of assigned the job of mentoring, babysitting Manny Ramirez. And the Guardians, Indians, mm-hmm. brought in these guys they drafted to Baldwin Wallace and had like a practice at BW.
On the football field?
It was a baseball field. Mm. And Rod Carew met with the media with Manny Ramirez standing there and kind of served as a translator and mentor. He wasn't with the team for a great period of time, but by golly, talked to Rod Carew back in the day when he was with, 17 or 18-year-old Manny Ramirez. Hmm.
Look at that. That's
write that down for smarter.
There you go. Put that down. Rod Carew, 79 years old. 79. Became a U.S. citizen this year. No, within the last year. In August, he became a U.S. There you go. Now you know everything you need to know. Chris Rose fills us in on everything else we don't know. Next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.